This is your Eagle Radio News. I'm Seaman Cole Neitner. According to an article from the Associated Press on August 31st, Japan protests incursion by Chinese survey ship off of Kyushu. The Defense Ministry expressed strong concern after a Chinese survey ship was spotted near Kagoshima Prefecture in southwestern Japan. The vessel was confirmed to have intruded into Japan's territorial waters at 6 a.m. on August 31st. It left shortly before 8 a.m., according to the ministry. China's increasing assertiveness around Japanese waters and airspace has caused unease among Japanese defense officials, who are also concerned about the growing military cooperation between the Chinese and Russian air forces. The latest incident follows Tokyo's protest on August 27th over a Chinese military aircraft that briefly entered Japan's southwestern airspace. It was the first time the Japanese self-defense forces detected a Chinese military aircraft in Japan's airspace. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Lin Jian said on August 27th that his country had no intention to violate any country's airspace. On Sunday, September 1st, Commander in Navy Region Japan Fire Department Sasebo participated in Disaster Prevention Day.
We're here today because we got invited to the Nagasaki disaster drill and to showcase how we do business. They also invited other 27 other organizations for them to showcase how they do their preparedness. Today we brought our earthquake trailer to showcase to the city how to promote earthquake preparedness by allowing individuals to experience the shaking of a 3.0, a 5.0, or an 8.0 magnitude, and essentially learn that you should drop, cover, and hold on. We are also doing the hazmat drill. It's to test the capabilities, coordination, and communication of personnel during an actual hazmat event. It measures a lot of objectives, such as testing the activation and deployment of our hazmat equipment, our agencies, and teams.
From all of us here at American Forces Network Sasebo, thanks for listening.